Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifestor and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5.
When you are in abundance, you're not just a match for it, you become a stand for that possibility for everybody around you.
Thanks to Gusto for supporting this episode. Gusto offers all-in-one payroll and HR for growing businesses, whether your team is in person, remote, or a combination. With Gusto, keeping your team on track is easy. Go to gusto.com/dreamjob for your first 3 months free. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm feeling so happy because last night I took my kids to see the Backstreet Boys. It was just so fun, and they know a bunch of the songs, and so we sat out on the lawn. It was actually a beautiful night. The weather was good, and just so fun. And it was so nice to see thousands of people just having a good time and forgetting all their troubles and just being connected, and it was really nice. I'm also excited because I'm doing a giveaway right now. I thought it would be really cool for the summer to do a bundle. And so we're giving away some of my favorite things. There's a Marc Jacobs tote bag, which I thought would be really cool. You guys can take it with you your travels this summer or to the beach. It's adorable. And then I'm also giving away a really cute Kate Spade watch, and it just has like X's and O's on it. It's adorable. It has like a patent leather red band. And then I'm also giving away a signed copy of my book, and I'm also giving away a 50% off scholarship to my retreat. So you get all of that, that whole bundle, I'm giving away to 3 different people. So 3 people will win all of that. And to enter the giveaway, all you have to do is leave a review for the podcast. I just thought, like, let's celebrate. I'm so grateful for you. You have no idea. And, or maybe you do have some idea because I tell you a lot, but I just thought it would be fun for the summer to do a big giveaway. So I posted it on my Instagram yesterday. And if you go to my Instagram at kathy.heller, you'll see the post from yesterday. And all it asks you to do is leave a review for the podcast and make sure you're subscribed. Both things will take you less than a minute to do, and it's free, and it just helps so much. And it also just means so much when we see, you know, what's landing for you and why you like the podcast, or, you know, what pieces of it are really, you know, moving the needle. So if you want to enter, all you have to do is subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. That's it. And then you're entered, and I'm going to pick 3 of you on Friday, and I'll announce the winners, and you will get that entire bundle. Speaking of the 50% scholarship that you get as part of the bundle, this retreat is really going to be amazing. I don't even know how to describe it truly, because it was just one of those experiences where from the second it began till the second it ended, it was as if we were just in a different plane, like a different dimension. Like, I feel that this is really the work I'm supposed to do. And I said to my team when we finished, there's no way I can unsee what I just saw. Like, this is it. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to be gathering people together in this gorgeous container where we have this sacred space where we can finally feel really like this is how much capacity we have to dream. This is how much expansion really exists. And we can set down all of the weight that we haven't even really been able to even be aware of how much we're carrying. And allow ourselves to tune that receiver so that we can manifest and see these dreams just start pouring in, because it's already done. It's already there. And so it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be on a ranch in Malibu, August 1st through the 3rd. We are already almost sold out. It's incredible how quickly, I think people had FOMO looking at the videos and the footage and the testimonials of our last retreat. And I'm actually really excited about that, because it is an incredible experience and I know it's going to deliver. And I think that that will just create a momentum for us to do more and more retreats. But this one will definitely be beautiful on a ranch in Malibu. It's actually the place where I got married. And so there's going to be beautiful meals and sound bath and breath work and meditations and really doing some work so that by the time you leave, your relationship with abundance is exactly where you want it to be. You've dropped whatever is going on in your subconscious, whatever program is in the way. We're just going to rewire it. So it's a really beautiful time spent with some incredible women who you'll probably make some friends that you'll have forever. If you want to find out more about it or you want to grab your seat, you can go to kathyheller.com/retreat, and we can't wait. Also, my mastermind, we have been taking applications for the last 6 or 7 weeks. We had almost 400 people apply to the mastermind, and it is a highly curated group. So it'll be a very intimate space. And we have about 5 spots remaining. So if you want to apply for the mastermind, the way you do that is go to kathyheller.com/mastermind, and then you will book a call and you will have a 20-minute call and you will fill out an application. If that seems like something that you have been seeking out, it's going to be amazing. It starts in a couple weeks. Those that apply for the mastermind get to come to 2 retreats. There will be a retreat that's special just for the mastermind girls in the fall, and they can also have the option to come to the August one in Malibu as well. So those are the things that we have for you. And now I want to get into today's episode. So today we're going to share a piece of a coaching call I did with some of our members in our Lit Up group. We had a few people raise their hand to share what transformation they've had lately after a few months of coaching with me. So you're going to hear from 2 incredible women, Janine and Tiffany. They've made some major changes in less than a year. I want to thank both of them for letting us share all of this with you, because I think it really opens our eyes when we hear what other people are going through. It helps us see what's possible and what we really can become aligned with. And you don't have to be a celebrity or a best-selling author or a multi-million-dollar entrepreneur to reach the next level or to step into what you really desire. I think this is going to be really inspiring for you. So I won't keep you waiting. Let's take a listen.
So I already see Janine like raising her hand. So I'm going to call on you, because first of all, she's such a light. And second of all, I loved what you wrote before when you told me that you're noticing some big changes. Hi, girl.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Oh my God, so much to share. And I wanted to give you a little update, because it's so interesting that you're talking about time right now, because in October, you spotlighted me and we were talking about the stuff. You were like, hello, everything's right there. Why are you not doing the thing? And I was sitting there thinking, I'm going to need time. I need time to do this, this, and this. And in that place, I was coming from like, how can I do that? The how and the blah, blah, blah. But I'm listening to you, and repeat is good, because we need to hear these things over and over, because as we shift our lens, your messages land differently at each increment of this shift. Do you know?
Yes. So and just to say for everybody listening, I have a playlist of Joe Dispenza, Wayne Dyer, Abraham Hicks, and there is no day that goes by that I don't listen to like all of them, right? It's like every day, because otherwise I'm right back in the freaking program, right? I'm made of the same things. I got the same kind of brain. So I want to get ahead of it. I meditate every day, and then I listen to them at some point in all, that's usually what's happening in my car. Is a lot, my kids are now like, my husband's like, they just like quote these things. I'm like, they get it better than we do. It's fine. All right, go ahead.
So good. So I kept saying like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready, which is where the time comes from, right? And I was expecting to feel ready. And I heard this somewhere. I didn't make this up, but and I did a post on it recently, but ready isn't a feeling, it's a decision, right?
Ooh, and so, love it.
So I was waiting to feel ready. And then, so from October to February, I was waiting to feel ready. I was like, I'm not ready. I need time. Then one day, and I can't remember, I think I told you this, but I'm not sure, but February, the week before Valentine's Day, it was 10:35 at night. I'll never forget. It was a Wednesday before. And literally I said to myself, what am I waiting for? Why am I still here in this job? Why am I still here? Why am I not doing the thing? And literally in that second, I decided to do the thing I said I wanted to do. So I said to myself, okay. So I decided, right? And I'm in my office alone. And I was like, oh my God, I just decided. So now the Olympics are on, PS. The Olympics are on at that time. And I went to bed at like 11:30 at night. I get into bed next to my husband. He's watching the Olympics, totally involved in the Olympics. He turns it off to go to sleep, whatever time. And I said, by the way, I've decided to leave my job on Monday as a gift to myself on Valentine's Day. And he was like, okay. Well, okay. I said, we could talk about it tomorrow. We've talked for 10 years about leaving my job, right? So, but there was always like a reason not to do it, right?
Yeah.
But here's what happened. I realized I never decided before. I was just asked. I asked. I batted it around. I tried it on for size and then was easily talked out of it, right? Because I didn't believe and I didn't decide. And so in that moment, I decided. So the next day, same thing, 11:30 at night, he's watching the Olympics. We're home all day together working like separately, but we never talked about it. So that night at 11:30, I go, I think we should talk about what I talked about yesterday, because 11:30 p.m. seems like a great time to talk about big life decisions. And I said, I'm going to quit my job on Monday. And he said to me, because I laid out a few things, but anyway, in short, he said, it sounds like you decided. It sounds like you already decided. And I said, and he wasn't saying that in a bad way.
Yeah.
He was acknowledging that my energy around it was different. And I said, I did. I decided. And so the conversation from there was completely different than 10 years prior.
So and what happened then? I can't wait.
Do you know what he said?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you. But here's what happened. So that conversation was no longer, here are all the reasons why you probably shouldn't. It was, I said, I need your support. I have my own back in this. I have our back in this. And then he said to me, what does support look like to you?
Mm.
What? That did not happen. But because I decided and brought a different energy to the table,
the
conversation was different. The entire conversation was different. So I gave my notice.
So beautiful.
So I gave my notice on Valentine's Day as a gift to myself of love, right? And ended February 28th and started my coaching full time March 1st. And so going back to October, you were like, this needs to be a group. You need to do group coaching. And I was like, I don't know. Should I do group coaching? I just finished my first week of group coaching. So I just started a 6-week group program. I did a masterclass about it. And then 15 people came to the masterclass. 4 of them are my clients right now in a group, which I thought was really awesome. And so I'm going to keep doing that. And like, this feels so good. And you are right. It was right there. It was right there. And so now I'm doing this group. I have 4 amazing, beautiful women in this group. And it's been like, I had 2 sessions with them this week and it was week 1. I love this. Like this is it. This is the thing. So they are already having their own like, you know, oh my God moments. Like, wow, this is shifting things for them. And So thank you for putting it there and on repeat and doing that and showing the possibilities, because sometimes we need someone to show us what is possible for us. And now I am sharing that with other women and showing them what's possible for them. And it is lighting me up every day. And I love it. So thank you.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it was just like, you weren't ready. You were over ready. It was like, you know, there's the fruit is on the tree and you're like, you have to pick it. It's like, right. So right. That's where it was at. And all of those pieces, you know, how your husband was there in that moment as a match for where you were, that's just mm-hmm. so big. Right. And now you just finished this first week and I would just keep in a positive way, challenging you to see even more, right? Because as far as you could see, as far as you start feeling it, you know, and you start mentally rehearsing and enjoying what's already there. And you're just it's like we just planned the trip to New England. We're going to Maine. We're going to Boston. We're going to see Ben Rector. We're doing all this like fun New England stuff. And I feel like I already lived it because I look at the pictures of all the things we're doing. We're going to be in Manhattan for 3 days. Like I look at everything we're doing and I've already experienced it. I know how good it feels to take my kids to a Broadway show. I just did that. I just looked at what we're going to do and go to the Slime Museum. And there's so much fun stuff now you can do now that COVID is a little bit different than it was, right? And we've got vaxes and we've got antibodies, whatever we have. It's like, we can go do museums. It's like, I've already experienced, I'm saying to my daughter tonight, it's like, I experienced it, right? So we do that with certain things. Like we take the liberty to do that, like when you're planning your wedding or when you're planning a trip, right? Why don't we do that with our life? Yes. Like how many moments of your day are you mentally rehearsing and enjoying? Because then it's like, it's a fait accompli. It's like, oh, because it is already there, you know? It's like when I was pregnant, you know, I just already, like, I knew I was already in love with her. I experienced it, you know, all of that. So I'm just going to keep challenging you to increase that vision, just push the horizon even further. It's like, what else is there?
Right now there's like, I'm just getting started. And I feel like, and I don't mean that in like, oh, I'm just getting started. I'm not ready. I'm just getting started.
No, I know.
See, like this expansion and this like possibility. I'm like psyched. And I wrote this entire thing yesterday, like a dream storm. Like, let's blow this out. Let's dream this big. Like I am starting right now and everybody started somewhere. So where are we going? Yeah, what do we want to create? What's the effect that I want it to have?
Just for fun. I've never played poker, but I think what they say is like, I'll see you and raise you there. Something like that.
Ah, yes.
So like just raise for fun, me. What is a place right now where you are hitting a little bit of your own resistance and you would like to kind of go even further and you like feel this like little thing come up? It could be something really small. It could be something regarding like what you're charging, or it might be something about who knows or what your messaging is. But I'm just curious where that is right now.
Oh no, I'm so glad you just asked that. I think part of it is the money thing. And it's not just money, because I know money is energy. And I've been really like, you know, you taught me that. I feel like I never really thought of it that way before. So I've been really trying to work on that. And I feel like I still bump up against that. Like what I'm charging, what I want to charge in the future, what are the things I still feel a little like, oh, I don't know how to explain what that is, but I feel limited there.
Okay, let's look at that for a second. So first of all, this is what makes it so clean with your clients, is that what you're a match for, you're a match for. And it'll get organized however it needs to be organized. But if you're vibrationally, if your circuit can handle a certain amount of watts, that's how much watts you will be able to hold, period. So you don't need it to come from this client or this client. It'll just kind of be arranged based upon what you're a match for, because that is literally how it works in the field. Okay. So that's really where we do the work, is like, what am I really able to hold? How much of a charge? And as we did on the retreat, which was so awesome, is I had all the girls write a check to themselves, you know, at their seat. I said, just write a check to yourself. And that's all I said. I didn't say write your worth. I didn't say, I didn't even say, tell me, write a check based on how much money you made in the last month or year. I just said, write a check to yourself. Okay. And they wrote a check. And then I said, okay, based on what you wrote, I want you to now get up. We're going to move into a circle, and $0 would be right where the door is, all the way around, you know, and then like 100, 1,000, 1,000,000, 5,000,000, all the way to here. So then where it would end up is like a zillion or whatever, right? And I said, get in a circle based upon what number you put on the check. Mm. So they all got in their circle. And it's just a freaking fascinating thing. I wish you guys could see it. We will. You're all going to come to a live event. It's so fun. It's so good. I felt like we got in a rocket ship and like moved to a different time and space, because that is what happens when the energy changes. It was just so powerful. Anyway, so everybody lines up and it's fascinating. You're like, okay, these people are at 200,000. And then there's people in the same room who are over here at 25 million. And there's, you know, there was one woman who wrote a billion, right? But all these, and so then we looked at it. And I kind of like went into like each of the kind of categories, and in front of everybody, I asked, like, you know, from this group, those of you who are at 2 million, can someone raise your hand and tell me why you wrote that? It doesn't matter. It's all made up. You made it up.
Right.
So tell me what you made up. So this one was like, well, that one, I said it because it's realistic. And I was like, oh, $2 million is realistic for you. But nine, is it? Like, it's just so funny. Okay, got it. You know, why did you write 8 million? Why didn't you write 15 million? And we just went through the whole thing. And then we had everybody close our eyes. And I said, okay, now close your eyes, right? And now let's just feel where this is energetically. Like, where do you feel it? Do you feel it in your stomach? Do you feel it in your chest? Do you feel it in your shoulders? Do you feel it in your throat? Like, where is this thing? This thing that feels like sort of where it stops.
Mm-hmm.
This barrier, right? I said, now, could you sort of like go beyond it? And is there a way, let's say you were like the best chiropractor, acupuncturist, we're moving energy. How? Let's just look at it as energy. Can we move it? Can we move it? And like, could you move that and raise it a little bit? And can you raise it a millimeter? Can you raise it an inch? We're just playing with just energy on an energetic level. And then I said, now with your eyes closed, right? Come into self, higher self, come into soul, right? Find it, find your center, find your highest self. Drop in, drop all the way in, feel it, feel yourself really moving out of ego, really move out of ego, really, 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 truly. Like that part of you that's really always there, that's like that higher self, that part, right? What is the match there? Because all of a sudden you realize that any number feels ridiculous, because the only match for what really is infinite.
Right.
So then we realize, and this is why it's so powerful to do this in meditation and to have a somatic experience of this. So I want you all to come to an event. But we then realized it's all ego. That the more humble you are, that the more you drop into true higher self, that's when you take the brakes off with money, because it's the ego that's in the way. It's fear, shame, and doubt. It's limit. It's man-made.
Yes.
And that's not serving anybody. And so that's why it's not going to be more, because the people, right? When you are in abundance, you're not just a match for it. You become a stand for that possibility for everybody around you. So the more you drop in and you're out of ego, like I was just reading that Elon Musk is like couch surfing because he doesn't really care about a house, right? Like there's a certain place where it's not that interesting, right? Like what house would blow his mind? Like his mind is so blown open that he doesn't even really want a house anymore. Right. It's like, that's not that expansive anymore. Like what mansion in Beverly Hills is going to do it for him? Nothing. Right. It's more interesting to just use his mind. Right. So it's not about the money. It's about how much of a conductor of energy we become.
Yes. And I feel like it's like, this sounds counter, but like intellectually, I know that. Right. And so, and that sounds weird. Cause like, we're not talking about the rational.
But I know what you mean. You're saying, I understand
that. I understand.
I cognitively understand. Yes. It hits, right?
Yes.
It hits. Yeah.
And right. I think that's the practice of like just putting yourself in that place of the infinite and shedding that ego and the limitation, the comparison and the rational, like really like deciding to rid yourself of the rational you've been playing within this whole time. And now I'm like, forget the rash. I've done it. I've done the thing that we thought was going to take the house down. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I've done it. I've left the job that didn't take us down at all. I'm just on this path of abundance and infinite possibility. And I think for me, like I need to like just stay connected to that. And these kinds of conversations are the way to do that. And this on repeat is the way to shed the rest of that rational thinking so that we can expand into everything that's possible. Like, I believe there's so much possible for me that the roadblocks aren't there anymore. A lot of them are not, obviously, this one I'm working on, but I feel like, ooh, like I feel it. I need to practice that more.
Yeah. I was thinking about like, and I'm sure this is written somewhere because people know these things, but it's probably clear somewhere how much water a whale needs to swim in order to be even okay, right? Like you couldn't put it in a pool. We know that doesn't work. It would die, right? Mm-hmm. So there's probably a certain amount of water. And even that is like sad because like you put it in one of those horrible like seawater parks or something, right? That they don't really thrive there. So there's a certain amount of water. Same thing with like a redwood tree. There's probably a certain amount of resources it needs to be its highest. So I have a little Persian cat, right? Even she came with instructions. You know, the vet was like, she needs to eat this much twice a day, and then she needs dry food all day long, and then she needs this much clean water, right? Mm-hmm. So I always am checking on it. Why am I saying that? Because it would kind of be cool if we sort of came with an instruction booklet, right? And made it very just matter of fact, like to be a human and thriving. And I don't mean like barely surviving like a whale inside of a SeaWorld. I mean like thriving. You're going to need this much money, depending on like inflation. It's got to look like this, right? Then it wouldn't be such a thing, right? It would just be like, oh, right, for me to thrive, right? Mm-hmm. This is how much of that energy I need to sort of bring into my ecosystem. So there's no more judgment. There's no more toxic scarcity, like ego around it. It just is what it is. And when I say thrive, it's like, hang on a second. So what does it mean to thrive? It's like, well, hang on. Well, we all need enough food and water and all that. So we don't have to be focused on food and water, right? We know we have food, water, shelter, all of that stuff, just like a plant, just like a whale, just like all these things need whatever they need for their actual thriving, right?
Yeah.
But then what else? Well, each of us came here with a mission. Each of us came with an assignment. So your assignment is different than mine, right? And mine is different than my husband's, and my husband's is different than my daughter's and my neighbor's. And everybody has a different thing in which they light up around it. You know, they want to be able to make this kind of an impact. For some people, it's just arts. Like they want everyone to have art education. They love it. They get so excited about kids. Some people like Goldie Hawn, she's so into like kids having mindfulness stuff, right? Like I actually was just paying for something day in New York City. And it was like, do you want to add a donation for Goldie Hawn's Mind Up, which I'm familiar with it. I was like, that's so cool. They're connected with her, right? But everybody has a different thing. For some people, it's like their extended family, right? Like they just know that in their thing, like they want to be that person to do this thing, to be a catalyst for this, to get clean water in Africa, to whatever it is. Like we're all really mission driven, truly. Like we see that in every human that we get. So then how much do you need in your ecosystem to do your thing called thrive? Right? It's like, then it just is. That's what it looks like. That's what it is. And then you become God's banker, right? It's like, great. Now you're the banker. Like you're in charge. You're the custodian of this so that you get to be used, that you get to do your assignments, that you get to thrive, show up, and also add this to this aspect of the world. Done. Yes. Let's all move on, right? Let's move the F on. What are we doing with this thing? And then you think about, right, when people in the government, they throw numbers around that we cannot even conceive of. What do I mean? They say things like, well, you know, we have $1 trillion, you know, it's like Dr. Evil, right? No, $1 trillion. We have $1 trillion in debt because of blah, 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 right? What is it going to? What, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, think of what's going on in the world, right? And like, but we have $1 trillion over to this. We give $1 trillion to that. A trillion. And everyone's okay, just moving on with their day. Like, and here's people writing checks of $1 trillion to what is it? Building arms stuff. Oh my God, how much money they spend on war and stuff that they build for wars. Like, let's give all the little boys like money to buy toys with and like get an ego and like do their little thing and play it out. It's like, whoa, like trillions, right? And then we sit here and we're like, who would I be? Who would I be if I made?
Oh my God.
Like me making $3 million a year, very controversial, very triggering for people. I don't think it's right. I will sabotage it. What will happen to my marriage? What will happen to my community? What will people think of me? Oh my God, people will unfollow me on Instagram. They'll be like, how dare she make that? What the hell?
Oh my God, when you say that like that, I'm like embarrassed for myself. Do you know what I'm saying? But in a good way. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah. Oh God, you're right. These are the things that have been keeping us here when.
What? You've got leadership, right? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, you know? Crazy. Like, oh, I needed that.
I lived in Israel, right? And I got to know the coolest human beings, Arabs, Christians, and Jews, hugged it out, loving everybody. I mean, they're cool, freaking awesome. I lived in Spain. I've lived around the world. People are amazing. Leadership, not so great, okay? So you got the most amazing people around the world. I'm talking like we're all really the same, okay? We're all the same. We all want to watch some reality TV and eat good food and go to college. I'm serious, like really, okay? And then you've got leadership that's, talk about ego. It's freaking fascinating. And they just have no problem raising tons of money to write tons of checks, but we can't figure out gun control. And then we're sitting here having this conversation, right? It's all wrong. It's like, no. Every human being that you and I meet, because you're in the coaching space too. It's like anytime now I'm doing what I'm doing, it's like, if I can help all the women that come through my ecosystem to say, let's get every single woman, right? Let's get her just in her highest and best, right? We can underwrite change. Forget it. It's not working. It's like, no. I'm going to vote for these people. Then they're going to go there. They're going to change it. No, they're not going to change it. They're not, because they're all paid for. They're bought and sold. They're bought and paid for, right? It's not working. But regular human beings, we can do a whole lot, right? We can do a whole, Dr. King was not a politician, you know?
Right.
Dalai Lama, not a politician, right? So it's like, we just have a lot to do and we have to get over this whole thing about money. Right. Yeah. And then it's really not about us. It's really about the girls we're there to help, because she needs to spend more money so that she stops thinking about scarcity. So she starts making more money. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, yes. Like, we just enrolled a beautiful group of people into this mastermind that I'm doing. And I got to a point where I heard it in my ear, like, hey, Kath, you need a program that costs more money. You've got to call them up. They want it. They need it. They need it. Not you. You don't need that. You don't need that right now. You were too busy, but you got to do that for those people. And it's amazing. Like, as soon as it started happening, people were like, oh my God, since I signed up, that's it. This is the year I am going to, and I'm like, of course, because you energetically now just co-signed. This is what's available. This is what I'm doing. This is what's here. And of course, it already was there. It's about a different vibration. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Thank you. Everything I needed to hear.
Right now. Yeah. I'm so here for the money conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, in some ways, it's like all I want to talk about all day long, because it's just so clear to me what's going on. But Janine, you're a freaking gorgeous soul. Since the second I met you, I'm like, you're powerful. Thank you. You're sweet. You're smart. Go make that money. For their sake.
Yes. Not for my sake, for their sake. I want to give like all the tools and the love, and then open to receiving also. And it just helped more people. Like, I love it. I love this conversation. Thank you for your energy and for having us all in this space, because this helps elevate us so that we can go elevate others. And like, this is so amazing. And thank you. I'm glad we had this chat.
I love it. Thank you for bringing it, bringing all of it. I'm so, so happy for you. Congrats.
Thank you.
Please keep me posted, because it's just going to go like, whoop. It's like going to be
so exciting.
A very steep incline from here.
I love it. Thank you so much,
Kathy.
You're
welcome. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye. Okay. Oh my gosh. So fun.
We have so much more to share, but first we're just going to thank our sponsor. I hear from so many of you that you dream of having your own business, but having your own business also means running your own business. If you're living your entrepreneurial dream, but struggling with tedious administrative tasks, whether it be HR, payroll, or employee benefits, let Gusto help. Gusto offers all-in-one payroll and HR for growing businesses, from full-service payroll and benefits to team management tools and more. Gusto makes it easy to support your hardworking team in one intuitive platform. I've teamed up with Gusto, and they're offering you your first 3 months free at gusto.com/dreamjob. Gusto is loved by both businesses and employees. Employees love that Gusto's interface is modern, fresh, and extremely intuitive and organized. As for businesses, having everything in one place is a game changer. No more jumping from application to application. Plus, most customers are able to run payroll in 10 minutes or less. Gusto also helps with hard stuff too, like fixing payroll taxes, compliance, new state tax registration, international contractor payments in 90 countries and counting. I've been running my own business for years, and at this point, I really don't want to spend my time and energy on figuring out payroll or HR. So I love that Gusto is here to help handle those tasks. And this way I can dedicate the energy towards dreaming up the next exciting thing to make the business grow. Join the more than 200,000 new and growing businesses that are using Gusto to build a great workplace for their employees. Right now, Gusto is offering our listeners 3 months free at gusto.com/dreamjob. Get easy payroll, benefits, HR, and a happier team. So go to gusto.com/dreamjob for your first 3 months free.
Tiffany, I saw your hand up go up next, and I know that you just had such an exciting, you're probably going to tell them anyway, but tell them what you just did.
Okay. First of all, Kathy, I was the whale at the sad SeaWorld park.
Oh no.
Splashing everybody in the front row and them going, too much. So yeah, yesterday was my last day at my job forever. And I can't, oh my God. So 20 years in public education, I got to tell you, I left a pension. I left kick-ass health insurance. And I also left a bookend job that told me you're going to make 10 paychecks a year and it's never going to be quite enough and you're never going to get quite ahead. And we're going to give you a 2% raise every now and again, and you'll feel really lucky to have that. And you can't have too much passion, and you can't put a pink streak in your hair, and you can't have tattoos, and you know what I mean? Like, you have to be this. And I walked away yesterday officially, and
Tiffany,
I'm so excited.
Oh my God. Talk about being high vibe. Like, I'm so excited for what's already done. That's already in your particular music notes, because every time you come across my Instagram feed, or I'm watching something you're posting, or my team is talking about you, everyone's like this. This is how it always starts. Oh my God, did you see what she's doing?
It's amazing. It's amazing. Kathy, I can't sing your praises enough. Probably June, July, at the end of the school year last year, I was devastated and brokenhearted. I did not get that promotion I was supposed to get. I was told I was too passionate for the job. And I'd gotten my master's degree and I was so ready for all of this. And to sit there and go, oh, I'm too passionate. You are telling me I have to dim my light and change who I am to continue on this career that I love so much, that I have to completely change myself. And I got to tell you, Kathy, it broke my heart to realize I couldn't stay there and I wasn't sure what to do. And I was on a walk at lunch. It was probably on the last few days of the school year. And I found your podcast and you were launching Made to Do This. And it was the last few days Made to Do This. Like, you had not been in my orbit for very long. And I'm walking and I'm like, this is okay. I'm going to do this. I didn't have the money for it. Like, a teacher getting through summer is brutal.
Not easy.
We don't get paid during the summer.
Yeah. What a ridiculous system.
It really
is. What a stupid, dumb.
It really is. It really is. So Kathy, I'm just, and everything has changed. I spoke on the keynote stage at the biggest podcast. That's the only reason I wasn't at the retreat. I was like,
I know. I saw that. And I knew that you wouldn't. I knew
that was fine. I was like, they're the same weekend. How can this be? But yeah, I went from launching the podcast in August to keynote stage at Podfest Expo in May. Like, how does that happen, Kathy?
Yes, that's how it happened.
And I just signed up for TEDx, and it's amazing.
You remember when in Back to the Future, when Doc Brown turns to Michael J. Fox's character, Marty, and he's like, where we're going, we don't need roads.
I love that scene so much.
That's it.
We don't.
You don't need roads.
No.
You don't need time and space. It's like, just whoop, change the altitude. You know what I mean? Like, just to change the altitude, right? I remember when Matthew McConaughey, I can't believe, like, my ego couldn't believe it. Like, oh my God, here he is. We're going to spend 90 minutes together. And that moment where he, like Janine was saying, he decided, I'm an actor. He decided it, right? And Jenna Fischer said to me, she played Pam on The Office, as you guys know, that a lot of people, when they think they decided, they didn't. Like, they would say to her, I came out to LA, I'm going to give it 6 months. And she's like, so you're not an actor.
Right.
Like, I'm in, make sure. And if it doesn't happen by then, I'm out of here, right? Where she was like, went to LA also. And she's like, I decided, like, I'm an actor, right? And of course, you know, she had a string of things happen for her. And of course, the rest is history. And of course, it didn't take any time.
The same thing happened to me almost. Almost. I got to tell you, I'm going to be in a TV show. I'm not kidding.
I'm not surprised.
It was 2 days after I said, I'd like to be an extra. I was filling out my IMDb because podcasters can have an IMDb.
What?
And I was filling out my IMDb and I'm like, it'd be really fun to be an extra on a TV set. I'd love to just see how this works. I said it out loud to my partner. I just think it'd be so cool. 2 days later, I get a text message from somebody. Would you like to be on a TV show? We're doing a family game show and I need two people to be on my team. Would you and your son like to be on the show? I just wanted to be an extra. Now I get to be on a show and I signed an NDA, so I can't tell you any more about it, but oh my God, it's filming in 3 weeks.
So great. Let's see what else happens. You know, let's see what else is coming through the jukebox. You know what I mean?
Right?
Like, why would you want to sign up for any other way that the universe works? How cool is it that this is actually the way it is? We're all connected by vibration. And it's all about, like, what are you tuned into, right? What are you tuned into? I'm so excited for you. So what's next for you that's coming up? And where are you hitting your resistance, if at all? Doesn't sound like there's much.
You know, there's plenty. And my resistance, I think, is like everybody's resistance. I come from the 10 paychecks a year and a teacher is only worth this much. And this is how much you get paid and you should be grateful for it. And, you know, teachers should be seen and not heard and don't stand out from the crowd and that kind of stuff. Right. So that's, and I was raised in a religion that was very, very similar. I was raised in a cult where like women are seen and not heard and you raise the babies and that's what you do. So escaping all of that, I have so much programming. I have so much unlearning to do, which I feel is the magic of you, is the unlearning I've done in this past year. So I have 48 years of unlearning to do. It's not going to all be done in 1 year. But the massive unlearning I've done is huge. I still would say scarcity mindset, you know, it's a big, ugly monster that attacks me on a regular basis of, you know, yesterday I was navigating health insurance and getting health insurance on my own. And, you know, it's just like our system in this country is so unfair. And, you know, so that struck me of like, there's just a little that unlearning to do around scarcity mindset with financial abundance. And what you said to Janine about the whale, I think I've had Shamu and SeaWorld mindset of how much do I need to survive? I've set up, this is how much I need to make to survive, but poor Shamu's not thriving. I don't want to be not thriving. I want to be free. I want to fly. And so how much do I need to thrive?
Yeah.
And so I think that will help me. I've had so much of this, well, this is the number I need to hit to survive and keep the roof over my head and keep my kids eating food and all of that. So I think that will help. I'm going to really meditate on that a lot. That's a big thing. That's going to be my hugest area, I think.
Yesterday, I interviewed Lisa Bilyeu. Do you guys know who she is?
Yeah. Radical confidence. I'm radical audacity. She's radical confidence. Yeah.
That's right. And for those of you who don't know, she made $1 billion, billion with a B. She and her husband created Quest protein bars and sold it. And she's such a gorgeous, gorgeous resonant energy. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about like where they were at, you know, in the days before they came up with this new, nutritional concoction, this recipe, like what life looked like, how they like use their house as collateral to like build this bar. And it was like, I'm uncomfortable making phone calls, but I would lose my house. I'm going to make the phone call, right? Like she was talking about like where they were at. And then like, you know, you grow a business, but you don't yet have money until you sell shares of a business, right? It's in the business, right? And so she said she remembers the moment when they kept refreshing and refreshing the screen, because it was like the money was about to actually hit their account because they were going to like cash it in and sell it. And her and her husband were just like, and the lawyer was like, okay, transaction's coming. It's coming today. It's coming today. And they refresh. They were in the garage working out, but they stopped to just keep refreshing it. And then the boom, all that money, right? And she goes, we looked at each other, we hugged, we cried, we changed out our workout clothes and just went back to work, like mm-hmm. kept working because they had a job called, they were still running this business. And she goes, and then we like decided to buy a particular house and then got back to work. Like, and then we're like, okay, what are we gonna, right? It wasn't like, oh, great. Now I stop being me and doing my mission. And I just, all I do is like add to cart all day long. Like, no, right? So it's so cool what they've been able to do. And they started this thing called Impact Theory, and they've had now 500 million views and, you know, across their YouTube and just like helping so many people. And so she said, you know what radical confidence is? She said to me, she goes, it wasn't this thing that you might think like, oh, I'm so incredibly confident. Look at me, look at me. You know, she goes, it was radical confidence. What does that mean? She goes, it's so radical to decide in every moment that you're going to keep going and that you're going to look at what's over here, looking at you called circumstance or reality, and to radically, right? Like a revolution, go, no, not in this moment. One moment at a time going, no. No, no, no. And people said to them, guys, there's already like umpteen protein bars. Like nobody needs another protein bar. And she said, and it didn't matter because we didn't believe that that was reality. Right. And most of the women I meet would be so excited and feel like they were really thriving if they made $1, $2, $3, $4, $5, $10 million. They'd be mm-hmm. so excited. Right. And she's like, you could make a billion, right? You could make a billion and it's kind of no big deal either, mm-hmm. right? It was about like more of that vibe, more phone calls, selling more of those big pallets, big 80, she said there was like 80 million bars shipping out a month or something crazy, right? But it's just like a couple other phone calls, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're sharing that vibe and you're sharing that story. And yeah, I mean, and just to play with your ego for a second, Tiffany,
please do.
I just want to say this to you because you said like, oh, healthcare and it's so unfair. And I'm not saying you're wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But what I just want to add in there, it's like when my husband and I, we went through all this fertility treatment, right? And then I had this first baby and I had this, like, I don't want to get into graphic details, but it was like not an awesome situation what happened. And so as a result with baby 2 and 3, we decided to hire this high risk doctor. Okay. And he was not available for insurance. So we paid out of pocket. And then going through our life, these things would come up and we were like, oh my God, but I don't want to have to be bound by what my insurance is. So I'm just going to forget healthcare. Forget it. I want to pay for it. I want to pay for the person that I want to pay for. Right. And so I'm just saying like abundance exists for you. Okay. And that's not going to determine you getting to have like the absolute best healthcare. Just the same thing with education. You know, it's like, I'm all about kids actually getting real education and not like what you just said, putting kids in a school with teachers who are kept in that way locked, right? How are you even able to show up? You're put into scarcity. Mm-hmm. The kids are taking tests. Like there's just all this stuff. So it's like, okay, so then we need to do things privately, right? Sometimes. But it all exists and we all can tap into this market. And Tiffany, you are such a firecracker that I'm like, on the other side of you continuing this vibration, what divine download, what thought, because every single $1 billion that ever got made came from a thought, came from inspiration. And that's in the now. We don't have to wait 6 weeks to be in a place where we're available for the thought. What's the thought? What are you creating? Move with that, right? And you are like so powerful. So I sit here and people are already commenting about you in the chat. Oh, you know, she's amazing. She helps you with their podcast. It's like, do you know how many people want to start podcasts? We haven't even seen the beginning of it. You just spoke at this podcast conference. You should have your own podcast conference, right? There's $1 billion right there. You could have your own network of women podcasters. You could have so, I mean, it's like, it's already done. It's already there. Those are like two ideas that are, you know, coming through my mind. So yeah, I, actually, that's not a bad idea, Tiffany, that you create your own podcast event and ask a bunch of people like, you know, that you love, and I'll come speak at it, and, you know, people will get so much out of it.
Okay.
Whatever. There's a million things you could do, but I'm just saying it's time to be available for it because it's here, and there is no such thing called when you repeated it twice, like you should be seen and not heard. No.
Yeah.
You need to be heard big time, right? Everything is sound. Everything is vibration. It's all in tune. So more than seen, because see, we do with 3D. Sound is 5D.
Yeah.
I need you way more heard than seen, right? We don't see when we look out around the world. We actually can't see, but we can hear. You need to be heard.
That's why podcasting is so powerful.
Yes,
we're
it
at
is.
That energetic level with people.
You're right. I'm hearing you say that, and I'm getting that in this moment for the first time. Like, I know it because it's like intimate and all of that, but you're right.
We're
because
like,
watching YouTube, right? You're back in 3D. It's perception, right?
Yeah.
Listening to something. Also, you can hear.
Yeah.
You can hear when someone comes from here or when they come from ego. You can hear it in the resonance.
It comes through. You feel
Tiffany,
it.
What did we just create for you right now? What is happening?
I want to cry. I do. I just want to cry.
I love you. I'm like hugging you through across the time and space.
So
just,
much.
I'm right now, I'm like in your, I'm in your jukebox. I'm hugging you right now. I love you so much. And I see it. Can you guys all mentally rehearse for a second what Tiffany, what her assignment is? Can you see her just like flitting through the world? Just like turning on the volume for all these women who were not really heard. Oh God. Right? So excited for you. I knew that you didn't come to the event because you had it. You had to speak, but I know you'll be at another one of those events.
Yes.
And when you get there, your job is to tell us about all of the things that are now bubbling in between now and the time you get to say it to us at the event. So it's going to
do that.
You're just awesome. Thank you for sharing it. I'm so proud
so
of you.
So are you. Thank you for creating this space where we can see, I mean, you just, the possibilities that you open up for us, it's to me, opportunity and possibility, they're like these little magical fairies that are flying around all the time, right? Like Elizabeth Gilbert talks about idea fairies, and I expand it to like possibility fairies. And before, I think I was somebody who was like, oh, that's kind of cool, but no. Oh, that's kind of cool, but no. And so then the possibility fairies are like, yeah, well, we can't really hang out with you. And now I'm like, hey, come out, have a cup of tea with me. Let's hang out. Let's chat, possibility fairy. Like, what could happen here? And like, they're just coming and hanging out because now I'm like, this is this cool space to hang out with me. You know, let's chat because I'm down for it. Whereas before I was like, oh no, don't know how to make that happen. And they didn't feel welcome. And I think now they do. And I think it's because you opened that up for me, like those barriers that I had set around myself, you opened up. And
I so receive it. I feel so grateful that this is what I feel lit up to do. And I am so grateful that it keeps leading me into such incredible women. It was just like being in a chamber of medicinal, just the power of talk about the vibe. I mean, it was just amazing. So I feel so grateful. And that's why you have to do what you're called to do, because the amount of people that are already there, that need you with your sweetness, your sincerity, your story, where you've been, what you've already done in this world, right? And how you showed up. And now what you're doing is like, they'll only be able to hear it the way they'll hear it from you. And so think of like what doors you get to open for them. You know, it's very, very exciting.
That was so much fun. I want to give a big thanks again to Tiffany and Janine for opening their hearts. You are so special, both of you. You can follow Janine on Instagram at Janine Durso Coaching. Janine Durso is spelled J-A-N-I-N-E-D-U-R-S-O. And you can go listen to her podcast, Kill the Unicorns. And Tiffany is on Instagram at Tiffany Kane. That's spelled T-I-P-H-A-N-Y-K-A-N-E. And you can check out her podcast. One of them is called Radical Audacity in Love and Life, and her other show is called Mastering the Podcaster Mindset. I will put the links to all of that in the show notes so you can make sure to go follow and support them, because they're just such good people, and I think that you would enjoy what they're putting out there. Okay, here are the takeaways. Number one, ready isn't a feeling, it's a decision. Number two, the only match for what really is infinite. Number three, when you are in abundance, you're not just a match for it, you're a stand for that possibility for everyone else around you. Number four, you are meant to thrive so you can become God's banker. Number five, it's not about us, it's about the women we're here to help. Go make the money for their sake. Number six, where we're going, we don't need roads. And number seven, there's a million things you can do. It's time to be available for it because it's here. Abundance exists for you. All right, now I want to celebrate a win from one of our alumni, Tanya. She said, I can't begin to tell you how proud I am of this accomplishment. My podcast, Sur le Divan, is a French-speaking show titled the equivalent of On the Couch, a safe space to discuss all things dealing with mental health issues, where I share my own stories, tricks, and learnings in the hopes of helping others to navigate the waves of life. 27 years ago, I lost my friend who took his own life. I didn't know it then, but that indescribably sad day, I found the centerpiece to my why. He and his mom, who could barely stand in her grief, became my why. I vowed to myself that I'd get answers to understand why someone could reach such levels of despair. I also wanted to understand my own grief. I know the story that I sure never would have chosen is also a big part of why I became a life coach and a therapist. I knew I had to do everything in my power to prevent anyone from ever feeling that alone again. Kathy and her team helped me to finally get my voice out there. I'm just so happy and incredibly humbled by the fact that I now have the chance of helping someone realize that they matter, that they don't have to struggle their way through life, and most importantly, that they never have to go through the inevitable ups and downs alone. Kathy, this message doesn't really give justice to how greatly I appreciate the fact that you were willing to reach your heart out and become a beacon for me long enough for me to remember who I was, what I was capable of, and what I truly believe I was sent here to offer. I just hope I get the privilege of paying it forward. I hope my voice can one day, even for just one soul moment, be that beacon of light for someone else. We never know what that moment can end up meaning. When I tell you the valleys of fears I had to transcend, the wounds I had to heal, and the old stories I had to drop in order to get my butt on the symbolic couch, I can't even comprehend all that movement at this point. And every time I'd start to feel those dips coming, I remember my mantra, make it about him. Make it about her. And then I could always somehow find the courage to keep going. This accomplishing your soul's mission thing plainly isn't for the faint of heart. If you haven't yet launched, if you're perhaps still confronted by your own valleys, I just hope you don't give up. You haven't failed if you're still in the game. Just keep moving. Let inspiration guide you and remember your why. Only you have it. And if you have it, I'd be willing to bet it's because we need it. Thank you all so much for having been on this journey with me. I just might take a 24-hour nap now, but first, we freaking celebrate the heck out of this win. Tanya, I'm just speechless. Like, it's so big and it's so powerful and it like brings me to tears. Thank you for being you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for why you do it. Thank you for how you're doing it. Thank you for wanting me to feel like I'm even one piece of what you're creating in this world. It's so beautiful. And what you're doing is medicine. I can't begin to imagine how painful all of that is. And it takes such courage to move forward and to turn that into a mission. There's no doubt that you're already helping so many people, because we need to be reminded that we matter and that we're not alone in those moments and in every moment. You are a light, and I'm so honored to even be one part of the journey. Keep putting your voice and your message out there, please. For everyone listening right now, go give Tanya some love. Her podcast is in French, but go check it out anyway. It's called Sur le Divan. And you can also follow her on Instagram at thepact2022. Thank you so much for listening. I really can't tell you how much I appreciate you, how much I love you. We have so many good episodes coming up. So please make sure that you subscribe on Apple Podcasts or follow us on Spotify or wherever you're listening. And if you're enjoying these episodes, if you like this one, can you think of one person who you could send it to today? If you shared it with one person, that would be so huge. It would do so much to help this show to grow even bigger and find more people and spread this goodness. But also, we're doing this incredible summer giveaway, a Marc Jacobs tote bag, a Kate Spade watch, a signed copy of my book, plus a 50% off scholarship to my retreat. All of that I'm giving to three of you. There will be three winners who get all of that tomorrow. So if you want to enter the giveaway, all you have to do is leave a review for this podcast and subscribe to this podcast. Both are free to do. Both take you about less than a minute. And then if you go onto my Instagram, you can let me know that you entered, which is really key, because you'll see a post I did yesterday letting you know this is where you can enter the giveaway. And then you'll just send me a DM with a screenshot of your review and we will choose three winners tomorrow. If you're wanting to come to that retreat, you can go to kathyheller.com/retreat and grab your spot. And if you want to book a call to see if the mastermind is the right fit for you, you can go to kathyheller.com/mastermind. We'll be doing calls for another week or 10 days, something like that. And then we're going to close it up and be on our way. If you do feel like sharing about this particular episode on your Instagram stories, you can tag me at kathy.heller. And you can also tag Janine at Janine Durso Coaching and Tiffany at Tiffany Kane, because I'm sure they'd love to know that this podcast impacted you. I love you, love you, love you. I'll leave you with a song. Have an amazing weekend.